Next month, a federal judge will decide whether to approve a settlement in a class action lawsuit against Facebook that could affect more than 70 million Americans. The suit began when Facebook started using the likes and pictures of its users as endorsements in ads the company calls sponsored stories. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, a number of groups are calling the proposed settlement unfair.
Facebook started this ad program, Sponsored Stories, back in 2011. And it works like this. If I click on a like button next to a product, say Coke, Facebook can then use my picture to send an ad to my friends saying, Steve Henn likes Coke. The more you click on like buttons, the more ads you can appear in. Facebook also started doing this with clicks and likes it collected from kids.
I have three children, and two are on Facebook.
Kim Natalie Parsons says she was furious when she realized her daughter's photos were being used in ads on Facebook without her knowledge or permission.
It was brought to our attention by another friend of ours who is linked to my daughter on Facebook.
Parsons says her community in Hermitage, Tennessee is tight-knit.
We do a lot of watching each other's children, making sure that nothing is getting missed by the parent. And her picture was posted with an ad
for a local ice cream store. At first, Parsons thought her 13-year-old had managed to sneak away and visit the ice cream shop without her knowledge. Then she realized she hadn't. Her kid had just clicked a like button online. And it turned out her daughter had clicked like buttons more than 230 times.
I should not have to come in as the parent on the back end trying to protect my child. That should be understood.
Actually, it turns out a lot of states, including California, have laws on the books that ban companies from using people's images in advertising without explicit permission.
There is a very strong legal case here.
Heidi Lee Feldman's a law professor at Georgetown who specializes in class action torts and ethics.
This is bad behavior. They intentionally and knowingly appropriated people's images without getting their permission for commercial use.
Quickly, the company was hit with a class action lawsuit. By the summer of 2012, Facebook caved and tried to settle, offering $20 million. Scott Mitchellman is an attorney at Public Citizen.
Well, the settlement agreement had a number of problems, the major one being that no money was ever to go to class members under any circumstances.
Instead, $10 million was supposed to go to the plaintiff's attorneys who brought the case, and $10 million was supposed to go to charity. A federal judge rejected that deal, ruling it was unfair to Facebook users like Kim Parsons. Now, Facebook is trying to settle the case again.
The second deal looks in many respects like the first. Neither prevents Facebook from violating state laws by using the images of minors without parental consent.
Facebook declined our offer for a recorded interview, but the company denies any wrongdoing and calls the latest offer fair and adequate. If this deal goes through, adults will get the chance to opt out of these sponsored stories, but just for 2 years. And parents will be able to prevent their kids' images from showing up in these ads as well. But for that to happen, the parent has to be on Facebook. Both the child and the parent have to tell Facebook they're related to each other. And then the parent has to dig through Facebook settings and find the right button to click to turn sponsored stories off. Georgetown law professor Heidi Lee Feldman says that's laughable.
Do you know what is hilarious about that? That is just becomes another data collection mechanism for Facebook. I mean, just think about how valuable it would be to find out who's related to whom on Facebook. For marketing purposes? My God.
And many parents, like Kim Natalie Parsons, the mom from Tennessee, are proposing a simpler idea. They've asked the court to require Facebook to stop using images of their children in advertising, period. And Parsons says if the company wants to use her picture in an ad, it should have to ask her first, each and every time. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatic and encrypted cloud backup solutions that provide access to backed up files from any device. Carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.